Which, this is weird. I never thought I would say this, but... Welcome, nerds, to the pop culture nerd news show that matters. I am Generally Nerdy. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the real face of a $15 minimum wage. We are going to be talking about CinemaCon that happened over the weekend. There's been a lot of announcements that are coming out of that. And we have to address a little bit of an elephant in the room. Actually, two elephants in the room. This is a very small room. We have, first and foremost, what you're going to notice in today's episode is, in the spirit of brevity, everyone, all of the platforms are getting the same episode because I don't have the time this week to edit six different episodes. So all of the platforms are just going to be getting the same episode. And the episode's going to look a little bit different. We're going to be a little less flashy, a little quicker on the edit side of things. So there is that. If you do like all of the extra information, then the place to get that regularly is on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/generallynerdy. Also, in the housekeeping side of things, continuing right along that train of thought, this week we're going to be taking effectively 2 weeks off after this week. So we do have a live show that should be happening this Friday. Should be at about 7:30, though I've had some technical issues that are going to very likely push that back by about 10 minutes or so. But yeah, right about 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, we will be doing our live show as per usual. But after that, next week is going to be completely dark. We will not be doing a regular show nor a live show next week. And very likely the shorts and things are going to be much less frequent, if they happen at all, over the course of next week, because family time is definitely needs to be happening. And then the week following that is actually that's going to be our first piece of news, is what's going on 2 weeks from now in Denver, Colorado, one of the oldest nerdy conventions around. Like, I'm pretty sure this convention, Starfest is the name of the convention, I'm pretty sure Starfest is older than San Diego Comic-Con. It's been around for 45 years. This will be its final year in existence, sadly. So they sent me an email that said, hey, this is your last chance. Would you like to attend and cover our convention? And I said, abso-freaking-lutely. I love this con. I do. I am a bit sad that it is going to be ending, but that is the thing. And so with that happening, I had to rearrange some scheduling stuff. So there will be some comic book related interviews. There will be some pop culture interviews, very likely. All of that, and then some other content dealing with convention life and so on and so forth. So that stuff will be kicking around. I don't know how much of that is going to go up on the audio exclusive platforms, but at least the interviews will. Video, obviously, again, youtube.com/generallynerdy if you want to join in the con life videos. Yeah, I believe that is all of the housekeeping. So again, nerds, thank you for joining me. Let's get right into the news. And kicking off the news proper, aside from our little bit in the intro there, is the music section. We don't have any follow-ups or corrections to make, so let's get right into new music. The one piece of new music that we have, also kind of note going forward for the whole episode, the research side of things was a little bit truncated as well because things are going on, man. I have to move a lot of stuff, and I didn't have the time to do the research like I normally do, so my apologies, but we do still have a full show. Anyway, so our one piece of new music actually comes from a classic rock band. Journey is releasing a new record called Freedom. The record is due out July 8th, and they just released the first single off of this new record. It's called You Got the Best of Me. It's not classic Journey the way you think of classic Journey, but it is still pretty good. It is definitely got the Journey. It feels like a Journey song, even if it's not one of their best. So Steve Perry's long gone from this band, and the guy that they've got in his place does all right. He's no Steve Perry, but still does all right, man. So I would definitely recommend that if you appreciate Journey, if you like decent classic rock bands, then yeah, absolutely. This is worth a listen. That is what we have in new music. We do have a couple of interesting tours that were announced over this past week. First up is the band Avatar. No, they do not wear blue makeup and they're not 8 feet tall. They are, though, from Sweden, and they make a really interesting mix of metalcore and death metal, this really awesome collaboration between those two sounds, and their vocalist kind of looks like the Crow at the Circus. But they're fantastic, and they've just announced a North American tour. Actually, there is a European leg after this. If you're interested as well, you can follow the same link down in the description and you can go get your tickets there if you are not in the States. But the leg of the tour that does happen in the States is going to be starting July 6th and it runs through July 31st. The 6th, it's actually North America, not just the States. So the 6th starts in Canada, Toronto, Canada to be specific. And then the 31st is in Tucson, Arizona. The other reason why this is pretty noteworthy tour, aside from the fact that Avatar is just a really fun band and you should absolutely check them out if you like aggressive music, but they're going on tour with Light the Torch, which is Howard Jones from Killswitch Engage at one point, his current band, as well as OTEP, which is very strange to me. I really wish that there was a date close enough to me to make sense to catch this show because, wow. I haven't seen OTEP since they put out House of Secrets, and that was like almost 20 years ago. So very intrigued by this lineup. The last two records OTEP put out, not a huge fan, but Light the Torch is pretty fantastic. And Avatar, as I've said a number of times in the last 3 minutes, is also a hell of a lot of fun. So this is absolutely something, if it's coming close to you, you should check it out if you have the ability and the desire. Our other tour, also ticket links in the description as always. Also, our other tour that was announced this week, starting September 8th in Niagara Falls, New York, is Stained. The whole band, not just Aaron Lewis, so it is going to be the aggressive sound that we have come to know and maybe love, depending on your stance on nu metal. But there's no announcement of who's going to be supporting them on this trek. They are running all the way through September 24th in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Tickets for this one are not yet on sale. Actually, let's go back to Avatar. Tickets for Avatar are not yet on sale either. The Avatar tickets go on sale April 29th, so this Friday, I believe. And then also this Friday, April 29th, is when the Stained tickets go on sale. But both of the links in the notes down below are going to get you to the place where you need to be for the tickets. That is what we have for tours. Now let's get into regular old news in the music section. Our first piece comes from the Metallica camp, which I find super, super interesting. So Ernie Ball and James Hetfield have teamed up to do strings. We're getting a set of James Hetfield strings from Ernie Ball, which I just find really, really interesting, not the least of which because of the gauges of the strings. So I'm going to get really music nerdy on you for just a second, because this is a very interesting, one might even say eclectic mix of string gauges for a six-string guitar. So starting high E all the way down to low E, we have 11 gauge, 14, 18, 28, 38, and 50. So it starts off pretty light with that 11 and gets pretty thick pretty quick. I kind of want to check it out. There's also a bunch of other stats that go along with this. Master Core, so it's a heavier gauge inside of the wrap for the lower strings, which is really awesome because that means it's going to be less likely to break and more likely to maintain tone, which is of the utmost importance to any guitar player out there. And yeah, just pretty awesome. It's going to be tin over steel. Just everything about this sounds like it's going to be some pretty high quality strings. I did not see a price for when these things do drop, but the case that they come in is pretty freaking cool. Definitely, if you're a guitar player and you like to play loud, fast, and aggressive, then this is going to be a good set of strings for you. Assuming you also like to do a little bit of finger work on the upper frets to do your solos and such, because the 11, 14, and 18 are going to be pretty easy on the fingers and the ears up at the higher frequencies. So that's our first piece of news. Our second piece of news for music is the announcement, and this one probably should have gone in the tour section, but it was pretty epic. Tattoo the Earth is coming back. For those that don't remember, Tattoo the Earth was made famous by Slipknot, Mudvayne, and a whole bunch of bands in the early aughts. If you're familiar with the lore of the original tour that happened back in the early aughts, then you know that there were some pretty high-profile tattoo artists that went on tour as well, and these high-profile tattoo artists did Corey Taylor's Sun and Moon chest piece, but also Paul Booth, and I don't remember who the other guy was, but they freestyled Ryan Martini, the bass player for Mudvayne. They freestyled his chest piece on this tour back in the day as well. So pretty noteworthy. Like, there's a lot of high profile things involved with this, not the least of which, this is not a tour though, this is just going to be a festival, and not all of the bands are quite announced for this, but who has been announced is as follows. We have Anthrax, Black Label Society, Hatebreed, so that tour that we talked about in the previous episode, as well as At the Gates, Municipal Waste, and Enforced. This again is going to be a festival, not a tour, so it's going to be taking place at the Palladium outdoors in Worcester, Massachusetts, and it is going to be Saturday, August 27th. Tickets will go on sale, I believe, today. So go get them. Link down in the description should be active by now. That being said, that is all of our regular news for the music section. So let's get into music suggestions for this episode. Our suggestion is a classic, classic album that I believe gets overlooked in the oeuvre that is Pantera's body of work, and that is their first, since they changed their sound to the Cowboys from Hell, it's Cowboys from Hell. That first record after they became Pantera, were no longer Panther, Steel Panther, whatever they were when it was Diamond Darrell and not Dimebag Darrell. This is honestly, I think, my second favorite. I was going to say my first, but no. Probably my second favorite Pantera record. Cowboys from Hell often gets overlooked because there is so much amazing music in the Pantera catalog. I feel like you definitely should be giving Cowboys from Hell a second listen over the course of the next week or two. Jumping right into gaming and tech, this is a little bit bigger than normal as well, so I kind of lied when I said music and movies were keeping the episode afloat. But first, we have some follow-ups to get into, and our first follow-up has to do with Netflix. What with all of the craziness going on, I'm sure you heard, this is not the piece that you think we're going to be talking about. Yes, they did lose 200,000 subscribers instead of gaining 2.5 million subscribers. They lost over quarter one of this year, and they're trying to blame a plethora of things, not the least of which password sharing, which is a little silly. But they also announced this past week that they are going to be rolling out, and they will be the last of the major streaming platforms, but they are going to be rolling out ad-supported Netflix. So this is going to be a thing that happens, but it still sounds like it's going to take a couple of years, not just months or weeks like you would hope, but a couple of years before we actually see ad-supported Netflix as an actual thing. I really don't understand why it has taken Netflix this long to come to this point. Hulu's been doing this forever. HBO Max does this. Peacock does this. Disney Plus even does this. So yeah, just Really? I'm going to hand the question off to you, though, nerds. Is this enough to keep you on the platform or to get you to subscribe if you are not currently subscribed to Netflix? Is the potential of a cheaper, and no announcement yet as to what the monthly payment is going to be, but presumably it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $8 a month. Would you pay that for ad-supported content? And it being Netflix, like there's definitely a big Pandora's box involved with that name just in general. So is this going to be enough to get you to either resubscribe or subscribe for the first time to Netflix? Let's definitely have that conversation. Next in follow-ups, we have an Instagram piece. We've been keeping tabs on how they've been trying to mimic TikTok. And the next step in that evolution is templates. You are now going to be, and these are currently in beta testing right now. So there are certain markets where if you live in this market, you probably have the ability to do templates for your Instagram reels. TikTok did. It feels like a bad South Park joke. TikTok did it. Is somebody going to try something new for a change, or is everybody just going to be copying each other until Elon buys them all out? I don't know. It's just, what do you feel about templates on Instagram Reels? Do you even use Reels, or is it just a secondary place to post your TikToks? Let's have that conversation as well. That is what we have for follow-ups, though. We do have a couple of trailers in gaming and tech. First trailer comes from Sonic Origins. We announced this game when it was, we covered this game, actually, when it was originally announced. Sorry, tongue twister. Now we have a proper release date. It is going to be June 23rd. It is going to be on all current and next-gen consoles. So you're looking at Xbox One, PS4, Xbox One X and S, as well as Series X and S, as well as PlayStation 5 and Switch, and I don't remember if it was on Steam. Probably PC to some degree, for sure. So yeah, pretty awesome. Watch the trailer. It looks like it's going to be a pretty faithful port from the little bit that you do get to see in the trailer. Our next trailer that we have to talk about is actually a little bit more than just a trailer. We have the season 13 trailer for Apex Legends, and we also have the announce with this. There's no date for this just yet. They just released the first trailer, but and we see the new legend in the game, a guy called Newcastle. Still don't know exactly what his abilities are going to be, though in the trailer you do see he has a shield of some sort, so how that factors into his abilities, we don't know. However, we do know that Respawn is going to be reworking the ranked system somehow. They've been pretty scant on the details. What they have let us know so far, though, is that you're not safe anymore. You're not safe from downgrading levels. You could very well downgrade levels. We also know that they're going to favor people who utilize teamwork and people who are strategists in that arena. So instead of just running off away from your team, which happens to me all the time when I'm playing with randoms, but instead of running off and dying and screwing over the other two guys on your team, they are reportedly going to somehow make you want to stick around and do teamwork things. Again, once we get more details, we will be covering them right here on the show. Those are the two trailers we have. Now we have a tech piece in the world of food, and this one it kind of has me a little bit worried because my day job is I make food for a living, and this is just this is a sign of the times. Let's just put it that way. So Jack in the Box, before I get too far away from this, Jack in the Box is the most recent restaurant. They are, I believe, the third major chain, but definitely not the third overall restaurant to try this. They're just the most recent restaurant to automate their kitchen staff. So it's going to be machines flipping burgers and dropping fries and so on and so forth instead of people. This is what happens when you raise minimum wage to ridiculous levels, $15 an hour. I understand the argument of livable wage, quote unquote, but then define livable wage and who deserves to get a livable wage. Does everybody deserve to get a livable wage? Is it the person, is it the kid who just graduated high school and is still living at home with his parents and has no bills? Does he deserve to get the same livable wage as the single mom who's raising two kids and who has to work three jobs? Like, there's a deeper argument than just livable wage. Anyway, I'm rambling and we're getting too political and I don't like to do that. But yeah, Jack in the Box automating their kitchens in the San Diego area. I believe it's just one restaurant right now, but very likely it's going to roll out into multiple restaurants. And then we're just going to see the decline of fast food. Like, it's that great to begin with. Anyway, that is what we have for our gaming and tech section. So let's do our gaming and tech suggestion for the week. And this one was simple. Apex Legends, before Season 13 drops, you need to polish up those skills and see what it means to be a team player. So go play Apex Legends. It's free to play. You don't have to pay anything. You can play, there's the basic roster of Legends, and you can do all of the stuff that all of the paid content can do. You just can't do it as flashy, that's all. So yeah, go play some Apex Legends, brush up on your abilities before Season 13 drops sometime in the near future. Comic books and books. We have one piece of news, and that one piece of news is just a tease. This is a developing story. We have a new Spider-Man story arc being teased. We don't know if it's officially any other information other than it's going to be called Dark Web. And we will find out more May 7th for Free Comic Book Day. There's going to be a Venom book that comes out on Free Comic Book Day. So if you do not know what Free Comic Book Day is, real quick TLDR, Free Comic Book Day is a day you go to a physical comic book store and they give you free comic books. And it's not any comic book. You don't get to just walk in and take stuff off the walls. No, no. They get special, written specifically for this event kind of comics. Usually each book has multiple stories in it, so it's really actually quite cool. Go find your local comic book shop and hit them up on May 7th at some point in the day, because again, Free Comic Book Day, usually supplies are limited, so every comic book shop I go to for Free Comic Book Day, people are usually camping out before the shop opens because they, again, limited quantities. So go check it out, because Dark Web is going to be happening and Spider-Man is huge, right? Everybody loves Spider-Man. Anyway, continuing on, we do have one suggestion. So comic books and books suggestion. This is a book, not a comic book suggestion. We're talking about some steampunk. We're talking about some classic steampunk. We're talking about the classic steampunk, and that is Neuromancer by William Gibson. This is not the first steampunk book, but this is the flag bearer for what steampunk is. This is the embodiment of all of the elements of steampunk. You have dystopian future, you have broken lived-in world, you have tech that kind of sort of works and is somewhere out in the future, and you've got drug use, and I used to read much more than I do now, but I still read a fair amount. This was the very first book I ever read multiple times. This is a classic beyond classics. 1987's Neuromancer by William Gibson is the standard for cyberpunk, and CD Projekt Red stole pretty heavily from this book. So if you enjoyed any of the experience of CD Projekt Red's Cyberpunk 2077, then it owes a lot to this book. You should read Neuromancer. TV streaming, which this is weird. I never thought I would say this, but TV streaming is the exact same size as comic books and books. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So our one piece of news in TV streaming is technically a follow-up, and it has to do with the Bone series over on, once again, Netflix. Bone was canceled. This really sucks. Bone is actually a lot of fun to read. If you've never read it, you should probably go pick up. There's Omnibus out at the Barnes & Noble or wherever. Borders. No, Borders doesn't exist anymore, but I'm old, I know. But yeah, Jeff Smith's beloved, beloved comic book is not getting the live action adaptation we thought it was going to. I'm gonna pass this one off to you guys as well. What do you think, nerds? Is this a bad thing that Netflix doesn't have the opportunity to screw up another comic book property or property from your childhood in general? Definitely worth a conversation around that as well. So let's have it in comment section or on the socials, wherever you gotta hit me up. So that is our one piece of news for TV streaming, but we do have TV streaming suggestion, and that is, this is a streaming suggestion, specifically a YouTube streaming suggestion, and that is Linus Tech Tips. I don't know why I cannot stop watching this charismatic, nerdy Canadian kid, but I can't, and he has a great team behind him, and their channel, again, Linus Tech Tips, is a great way to nerd out for hours on end and just binge a bunch of really useful computer and gaming information. Linus is just way too charismatic for his own good. So go check out their channel. That is your suggestion for the week. All right, so movies. I mentioned this briefly in the intro to the episode. Movies, we have CinemaCon happened, so a lot of announcements have happened, so we're just going to kind of burn through this fairly quickly. So first up, in follow-ups side of things, we have a few of them. Madam Web is going to kick off the follow-up subsection. The release date has been announced, July 7th of 2023 for Madam Web. Then we have Super Mario, the new animated Super Mario movie that is Chris Pratt voicing Mario, that has been moved from April 7th of 22 to April 23rd of 2023. Then we have Dune. This one is not a release date necessarily, but we have the official announcement from Denis Villeneuve that Dune Part 2 is in active pre-production and they are set to begin principal photography sometime in July. And then we were talking about Wonka, following up on the Wonka, Timothy Chalamet going to play the prequel version of Willy Wonka. This one, I don't know if we've announced the release date, so we're going to start there. The release date is December sometime of 2023. That's not the newest part. The newest part is that it has been officially made known. This is going to be a musical, which has me kind of, it's a little bit of a strange announcement. Now, is this going to be musical, like Broadway musical, like everything they say is done through song, or is it going to be musical like the original Gene Wilder movie had a couple of songs kind of peppered throughout the movie, and really is just kind of dark and awesome? I'm really hoping a little bit more the former and less of the latter, or I might have that backwards. I'm half asleep, whatever. So that's what we've got there. We have one other follow-up, and it is Salem's Lot, the adaptation, the live-action adaptation of Stephen King's novel is set for release September 9th. All right, so that's our follow-ups section. Let's get into trailers. We have one new trailer. This is not for a new movie, but it is for a movie that's kind of got the community up a little crazy, and that is Black Phone with Ethan Hawke, where he plays the creepy guy that wears the devil mask. The new trailer's worth a watch, especially if you're an Ethan Hawke fan. He's creepy, man. Go check this one out. If you like the horror stuff, you should definitely be checking this out. That is our one trailer to speak of this week. Now let's get into news for movies. First up, we're talking Animal Farm. I'm not sure if we announced this because it was so long ago. It might have skipped under the radar the time the research wasn't so great. But Andy Serkis has been trying to do a version of Animal Farm for 11 years. It was officially announced as being somewhere in production approximately 3 to 4 years ago. I did not write that down in the notes because they take amazing notes. But yeah, so it's been in the works for quite some time. I do know we have talked about this previously, but now it looks like we are actively moving forward with this. We have, it's officially going to be an animated movie. It is going to be directed by Andy Serkis, and we have production staff on the team and everything. So this one's probably going to be a little while before we see, like, a bunch of updates on it, but it is actively in development right now, and then Circus is going to be jumping over to Venom 3. Oh, wait, we haven't got to that yet. Let's move right from there into the Sony announcements from CinemaCon. And yes, that is right, you heard me correctly. Venom 3 is happening. We have Venom 3 and Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel, so Ghostbusters 5, all those got announced, as well as another Spider-Verse movie, not the animated Spider-Verse, but the Sony Spider-less universe. This time we have El Muerte has been announced, so the negative returns from Morbius did not kick them off of the path just yet. They are going to continue to try and exploit their Marvel license as much as possible. I mean, you get some bumps along the way, and that's probably what they're going to qualify Morbius as in the long run. So that is what we have from Sony at CinemaCon, at least the noteworthy bits. Next, as from CinemaCon, Warner Brothers made some announcements as well. We have an announcement that Batman 2 is going to be happening. We have official word that Matt Reeves is, in fact, going to be returning to write and direct once again. This is not a surprise, though it has been officially confirmed, so there's that. We also got a trailer for Black Adam, which has not been released to the public yet, but is going to be released sometime soon, apparently. So that was the noteworthy stuff from Warner Brothers, and that was the news for the movie section. So let's do movie suggestions. This suggestion was a weird one, and I'm still kind of riding the fence, so if you don't like it, don't hold it against me, but it is definitely a unique take in the horror genre of the haunted house subgenre of horror. It's called The Night House. It is on, I believe, HBO Max, and it's weird. It's not bad. It's not great. It's somewhere in the middle up until the end, and like most modern horror, it kind of falls apart in the last 10 minutes. Can't really hold that against it, though. The theater of the mind is much more effective than actually watching the thing play out on the screen. So definitely an interesting movie, and one that I'm sending you towards with a little bit of trepidation, because again, a little weird. Watch it and let's talk about the quality, because again, riding the fence on quite a bit of that. So that is our movie section. Let's hit up the rumor mill, shall we? Rumor mill, we have a fair few things to talk about. Our first piece is a gaming rumor. Reportedly, Naughty Dog is actively working on a new Uncharted game. This comes from a solid source. So I went a little high with this expectation because of the source. I don't know that this source has actually ever been proven wrong. Sometimes they make predictions that you can't disprove, so that's kind of shaky ground, but by and large, pretty solid source. So 70% likely we're going to be seeing sometime relatively soon a new Uncharted game from Naughty Dog. It makes sense, too, because movie just came out. It's doing well. Or did well. I don't remember. It did quite well, actually, because Tom Holland that's how he's going to be renegotiating his contract with Sony to keep playing Spider-Man, is because that movie did so well, and it's not a Spider-Man movie. Anyway, 70%. We're going to be seeing Uncharted relatively soon. Our next one is kind of two rumors, so one of these rumors is dependent on the first rumor. The first rumor is that Time Bandits is getting rebooted, and not just rebooted, but rebooted by Taika Waititi. This sounds right up Taika Waititi's alley, man. This is a movie that I'm honestly surprised didn't have some sort of buzz around a reboot earlier, so that kind of lends to its favor. Also, Taika Waititi is a little offbeat. He's the kind of guy that's going to do a reboot of a movie that was a little offbeat. So that part of the rumor I'm giving about 65% likely. This is not the greatest of sources, but not the worst either. And then the rumor based on that first rumor is that they're actively in negotiations to give Peter Dinklage the lead role for the movie. I 100% think that if this movie happens, Peter Dinklage should be, if not will be, should be the guy to take the lead of the little people. Absolutely. I think Peter Dinklage is an amazing actor, and it doesn't have to be a little person role that you cast him in, as made evident by Cyrano. Oh my God, you should watch Cyrano, but that's not our, you know, we're past suggestions for the episode. So, that being said, this is, however, still a rumor based on rumors. So we can only go so high on a rumor based on rumors, and we're going as high as I will allow, and that is 50% for Peter Dinklage playing the lead of the little people in this movie, in Time Bandits, sorry. And then we have new rumor on the Twisted Metal movie. With Anthony Mackie, that's going to, actually it's a Twisted Metal series going to Showtime, which means Paramount, I'm pretty sure is the way that shakes out. So the Anthony Mackie Twisted Metal movie based on the PlayStation video game from forever ago, the new rumor is that there is two new characters, kind of, that they're going to be adding to the roster of characters for this movie. The first of which is called Quiet. It is a female character in her, I'm pretty sure the casting, what was the quote unquote leaked casting call, was for a female of non-specific ethnic origin that is in her 20s, I believe. And then the other character is, and this is why I said kind of, Agent Stone. Agent Stone is a character that exists in the mythology of the games, but they're changing this character rather significantly, so that's why it's kind of new. So this one's going to be a man in his 50s, and again, of non-specific ethnic origin, and that's all we really know according to this leak, according to this source. So, what is the likelihood that this is happening? I have no reason to believe one way or the other. It's not the greatest source I have, but like, yeah, they're probably going to be adding new characters to this decades-old franchise at this point. So, there's just not enough on either side of this argument to say one way or the other, so we're going right down the middle. 50%. Next up is a Marvel rumor that we have to address ever so briefly. So Darkhawk is rumored to be making an appearance in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 movie. This very specifically says Volume 3 and not the holiday special. So Darkhawk is a pretty obscure character, so normally I would say that's less likely because of the obscurity, but considering James Gunn's penchant for going after obscure characters and putting them in his comic book movies, I would say this almost lends towards the argument that this could happen. But it's, again, not a great source, so we kind of, one more time, have to split the difference. So again, 50% likely that Darkhawk is going to be making an appearance in the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie proper. There is so much more news and rumors to talk about, nerds. We just got to go to previous episodes to do it. So, if you don't mind, go find me if you're not already on the YouTube. Go find me on the YouTubes, youtube.com/generallynerdy, for all of the back episodes. Hopefully, on whatever other platform you may be consuming this on. Shout outs to Big Show Entertainment Network as well as the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Thank you very much for hosting this podcast and all of the nerd news. If you are currently listening or watching on one of those, then go find, again, youtube.com/generallynerdy for all of the other things that we talk about all of the time. Thank you very much, nerds. Before we head out, before we do all of the weird things that happen at the end of videos and podcasts and such, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.